Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome yet again to another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and we are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. Soon to be on a bunch of other things that I'm working on right now. And hopefully a TV thing. We're working on that. But we are on every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Or as my ex-co-host Dave Navarro, well, the other Dave Navarro, right. Not the guitarist. That would be awesome. But no, but it was not the... Numero uno! No, we are working on different things with Dave. I'm working on stuff. We got a lot of projects in the works. Okay, so we've got some concerts coming up to let you know. We have this Friday, January 11th at Petey's Place in Tarzana. Come on out. We're going to have an amazing show. We're going to have 09, Bad Planet. We're going to have Wild Ride and Baron D'Averill. So come on out for a really good show and some really great bands. Have a little, I don't know, after party after Zero Nine plays. And then we've got a show on Thursday, January 7th. At Universal Bar and Grill. We have Delphic Sybil, Delph Vertigo, Zayfane, Kill Cody, and Mikaru. Then we have a really big show coming out next Friday, January 18th at Petey's Place in Tarzana. We have Black Pearl Light goes on at 8 o'clock, Gutter Candy goes on at 9, Stereo Love goes on at 10, and then we have Black Sabbatha. So if you're a huge Black Sabbath fan, Black Sabbatha is a tribute band to Black Sabbath. Hence the name Black Sabbatha. Anyway, they're going on at 11 p.m. So come on out and do that show. Now, we do need some bands for Sunday, January 20th at the Five Star Bar. So if you're a band you want to play, hit me up. 818-406-1742. It's 818-406-1742. And text, please. No calling. It's irritating. So it could be, you could be a bill collector. Anyway, just give me a text me, please. Or email getrealglobalent, like entertainment, ENT, you know, at gmail.com. Getrealglobalent at gmail.com. Thursday, January 24th, the Universal Bar and Grill. We have Delphic Sybil, Del Vertigo, Legions, Terminal Band, and Mikaru. Then my birthday bash. Come on down to the Five Star Bar on Thursday, January 31st. It's the day after my birthday, but I get too much going on the day before. I get orgy on the show. We'll talk about that in a minute. Thursday, January 31st, my Jenny's birthday blowout at the Five Star Bar. We got the Trash Dogs, Ba Ram U. I like to say it, though. Ba Ram U. Satanic Johnny, that's... my band.
Yeah.
Satanic Johnny. That's my band. And Lost Puppy and Jabbermouth will be on. That's my birthday bash. And then I need some more bands for the Boulevard show I have in Boyle Heights. Friday, February 8th. And we got a big show going on at Petey's Place in Tarzana on Friday, February 15th. That's Crystal Death. I thought that was funny, like Crystal Meth, but right. No. Crystal Death, The Thrill Seekers, Raised on TV, and Low Octane.
Ooh.
may have another band. If you're like a hard rock, classic rock type-ish band, maybe alternative even, hit me up for the 8 to 8:45 p.m. slot so you can kick the whole party off that night. Then we got a bunch of other shows. Oh, Saturday, February 16th at Petey's Place. So the show on February 15th is called Rock and Roll Valentine. And then we got Saturday, February 16th at Petey's Place. We got Glitter Trash. So if you're a big Glitter Trash fan, come on out. They're a pretty big band. Death on the Radio. Cover Your Child's Ears. Cunt Punch. Sorry. Privileged Perverts. Anyway, some of the names of these bands, dude. Seriously, though. So we have some pretty big shows coming up over the next month. And come on out for Jellyfest, which is my brother Nathan Young's band with Bill Manspeaker. If you are a huge green Jell-O fan, it's like green jelly. I don't know. They kind of changed the name because Jell-O was going to sue them. Because it has a green Jell-O. I don't know if you ever heard that song, the Three Little Pigs. Little pig, let me in. And, you know, like, it's that whole song. They have a big video they did with Claymation and stuff. Anyway, here's their promo. 1 second. We'll be right back.
Friday, January 25th, it's the last
Jell-O Fest,
starring Green Jell-O and the Punk Rock Puppet Show.
Little pig, let me in.
By the hair of my chinny chin.
At Sage Venue and Lounge.
5511 Greenleaf Avenue, Whittier, California.
Also featuring Passenger Seat Perspective. Potty Mouth.
Hood Life Hippies.
Also featuring
Murder Minded,
Vile Americans, Castles of Colossus,
and Ralph.
Tickets available at AcropolisTickets.com.
21 and up.
The last Jell-O Fest at Sage Venue and Lounge
in Whittier, California.
Just 15 minutes from NAMM. Show your NAMM badge at the door and a $10 discount. Brought to you by Youngblood Productions.
Our buddies from Hood Life Hippies will be on that show as well. So we're looking very forward to that. And I'm looking very forward to booking Hood Life Hippies on some more of our upcoming concerts. We had them play at the Universal Bar and Grill not that long ago. End of December, I believe it was. That was a great show. But you had to find a stage big enough to hold them because there's 9 members. Right. 9 members. So we got some really great stuff going on. Here's another little promo that you need to hear.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio.
And iHeartRadio.
What's up? This is Dirty Davo from Dirty Machine, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Hey, this is Slam on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio on Channel 1
and iHeartRadio.
Yep. Party hard. Don't do drugs. Don't do
drugs. This is Eric Jeffries.
This is Joe Drock.
From the Hard Way, you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio 1 and iHeartRadio. Rock on.
Rock on.
Hey, this is Carlton from the band Orgy, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Katie Ashley at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
This is heavy metal band Fracture, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
This is producer, author, artist Sasha George, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 on iHeartRadio. Mwah!
This is Dilly Briggs, music team journalist and publicist for the Subject Press, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Hey, this is Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau Enterprises, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and iTunes.
Hey, this is Billy Stevens, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
There's a purpose for why I played all of those things, probably because some of those bands are playing on our upcoming concerts and or people that are going to be on our upcoming episodes of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. This next week, we've got Fallen Fury. And then the next week, we've got Joey Hollern. He works with Orgy. He is like a rapper. He's a, you know, a singer, so he's working on projects. And we got, we're trying to fit in Old Blood and Dawn Fades in there somewhere, if funding permits. And then on January 30th, my birthday episode, Wednesday, January 30th, we're going to have the amazing alternative rock band Orgy on our show. So get prepared for that. Then the week after that, we have Pandemic Unleashed on February 6th. February 13th, we've got Sasha George, Billy Stevens, and I believe Dilly Briggs, because they all have books and or music to go with the books, all coming out, correlating with one another. And so it's going to be a big, big author blowout. It's going to be good episodes. Then we got some other bands coming up. You know, we got a lot of stuff coming on. Like I said, Fallen Fury, they're coming from like 4 hours freaking way. So,
right.
Yeah, we're going to really get that going. But today, we're going to focus on our amazing guest that we have in the studio. That's Christopher Malachy.
Yes.
I said it right.
Beautiful.
Did I do good? Okay. Christopher Malachy.
I was channeling you at that moment.
Awesome. Christopher right. Malachy from Malachy Theory.
Perfect.
What style of band? I just said the band Malachy Theory. What style of music do you call yourself?
Well, gee, I want to be really original, called rock and roll, baby.
Right. We love rock and
pretty
roll.
Pretty much. Well, here, I'll be honest with you. I'm a lyricist. I like lyrics, meaning obviously I write the lyrics for the band, but I like stories to be told. And with the start and the end to it, yeah. Basically.
Right.
That's my daughter, Tala.
Yeah. Hi, Tala.
She's not in the band, but, you know.
She's part of the whole, package, though, you know what I'm saying?
She's dad tells dad what to wear.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, but basically, yeah, it's a straightforward rock and roll. I think it's, like I said, I like to tell a story, and I like to sort of try to, you know, I think in music, it's about everyone gets what they get out of it, good, bad, or indifferent, but I like to... You can pull something, anything you pull out of that, like looking at a painting, you can get, everybody gets something different out of it. So I like to tell a story about experiences, and hopefully it'll help somebody along the way. And if I reach one person, I did my job. If not, then too bad.
Oh, gotcha.
Maybe next time.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So we say like classic rock kind of ish?
No, I'd say, well, I'm really influenced vocally, at least by Bon Scott. And I'm a huge fan of that type of lyrics he talks about.
Kind of like hard rock, basically.
Hard rock,
like
yeah.
Hard rock,
and the
yeah.
guys,
I like that.
Yeah, me too. We're a 4-piece band, you know.
AC/DC, yeah. Bon Scott.
Right.
And, long live Bon Scott and everybody Scott. Who, absolutely. You know, all, love y'all. Scott. Love all
February
that.
February 19th, actually. February 19th is where the day he died, and what has it been, like 35
that's
years?
That's crazy. Yeah. That's my son's father's birthday.
Same day. Oh, geez. He's still alive, though,
yeah.
right?
That's a big day. No, he's not. No.
Oh, shucks. Yeah. Sorry about that.
It is what it is. Dude's been almost 18 years. We're good. We're okay. We're okay with it.
But yeah, so yeah, straight face rock and roll. Yeah, come out, have fun, and
that's awesome.
Tell a story. Yeah, there you go.
So, you guys have a big concert coming up on January 19th.
That's right,
Saturday, January 19th. Come on out to Petey's Place and hang out with us. Jenny and the Muse will be there doing media coverage for the concert. What other bands are playing on that bill?
Attack of the Rising, which is playing.
Ooh, members, I heard they're really good.
They're a great band. In fact, our drummer is doing double time because he is in our band as well as in Attack of the Rising, band, Tony Lapree.
Gotcha.
And I'll give a shout out to Tony Lapree right now, by the
way. Tony Lapree from Petey's Place, shout out. Tony He's the man. I've been talking with him all morning.
He's a great guy. He has been very, very supportive of the film that we'll get to in a minute, which is what this concert's really about, too,
right,
also.
Right,
Last
exactly.
Curtain Call.
Yeah.
And you're going to get to that. But yeah, and like I said, shout out to Tony Lapree, and he's in both bands. And again, Attack, and our band, he's not.
Attack
but his brother
Rising.
Is in both bands.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And Tullis is playing, and a couple other bands which I can't think of right now. But
okay.
Yeah.
We like that. Well, it's gonna be a big night. So come on out.
19th. Come on at 10 p.m. By the way, don't be late.
Yeah, get there by 8.
Yeah, get there or get early.
Get there,
absolutely.
Get there early and have a because they actually sell liquor there.
Yeah, it's not really cool to short.
They actually sell liquor, so come on out. Yeah. Not every venue that we deal with sells liquor.
Oh, really?
Like, we got the Boulevard in Boyle Heights. They only sell beer right currently. They're working on a liquor license. And then downtown, we got the Five Star Bar, which only sells beer as well. But some of our other, it's just, you got to get, dude, you can only buy so much beer.
B-Y-O-B.
Yeah. Dude, you can only buy so much beer.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a beer drinker. I like my beer, but I got to have something.
Most people want liquor.
Yeah,
most people want full on alcohol.
Yeah,
so.
Welcome to the millennium.
So we're working on other venues.
Sure.
Best sales
but,
liquor.
It might but hurt now, sales of people coming in if you don't have any liquor there. But we have it at Petey's Place, so come on down.
Yeah, Petey's Place, we love. We definitely can't wait for our first show there this Friday, the 11th. That's going to be our very first show.
Good
so,
stuff.
And then we got the 18th, and then we're going to come to your show on the 19th.
I hope so.
Yes.
No, we'll be there, trust and believe.
It. I know.
You know we got Tony. We got Tony's back.
Tony.
Got your back. We got your guys' back.
Nice.
So now the whole concert is basically to go and coincide along with your movie, Last Curtain Call.
Right, right. Last Curtain Call. It's out right now on Prime, Amazon Prime, as as Google Play.
Okay.
And it's won a couple of awards, and right now we're looking at some foreign distribution. But
very nice.
The reality is that the movie, it's about a rock star that gets dementia, and it's based on a true story. And if I could share with you a little bit of a backstory.
Yeah, sure. That's what we were here for, yeah. Go for it.
Set it up like that.
Go for
it. Basically, like I said, it's a rock star gets dementia, and it's loosely based on that story. But my father, who passed away, unfortunately, not this last August, but before. So it's been a year and 5 months.
Yeah.
He also passed from dementia. And so we started production about 4 years ago plus. He was not ill at the time. So the research I had done was not done on him, of course, because I didn't know. So as an actor, you have to do your due diligence if you want to do it correctly and do the part truthfully and live truthfully under imaginary circumstances, which is my job and any thespian's job to do out there.
Right.
I didn't have that research to do on that. But the fact was is that my father was got very sick and like just about the end of the film as we shot it. And it kind of put things on hold for me a little bit on getting doing the post-production on it, which is putting the film together, as well as getting a distribution on it. So because I was not only tending to my father, but helping get him the best care he could get. Excuse me. And then you find out quickly when you lose someone as close to you as my father or anybody. I mean, anything that's close to you, it could be your dog, anything that you realize that how delicate it is. But again, so yeah, so the film is basically the first gig we've done since that. The band was up in Fresno a few months ago doing a premiere up there for the film, and they had us play outside of Fresno State, which was a good gig, good time. It's the first time I've ever done this, by the way. And the band, by the way, is in the film also. The real band's in the movie.
That's cool.
They don't play themselves. They have character names. But Malachi Theory actually is in the film. The name Malachi Theory. Go figure.
That's amazing. I like
that. Gee whiz. I produced the film also. What do you know? Again, wasn't my idea, but I thought, why not, right? So it was a shameless plug, as I'm doing now. But in all
shame away,
shame. but again, so they're in the film, and that's my girl. And so they're in the film. The band is playing different characters, and they all have they're throughout the film because there's a nice reveal in the film. By the way, and I don't want to give it away for anybody to go out when they go see the film. That it's sort of a reveal in the sense, no pun intended, of Sixth Sense, the film Sixth Sense.
Oh, okay.
And it's sort of a. It's definitely a tearjerker, so be prepared for that. And you guys out there, it's cool, man, to cry in front of your girl. Show them your sensitive side. They dig that. You know, especially with that tough exterior most of us have. I know I have it. But it's kind of a cool feeling to be able to go to these the screenings and go to the premieres of these films and see our film and see people doing just that. You know,
right.
And I, again, I just wanted to reach one person and make somebody feel, move something in them to maybe appreciate what they have, because that's what the film is about. It's about turning your back on things that don't, you don't think they're that important until it's too late. And then sometimes it's too late. You can't get it back. You can't recoup what you lost.
Right.
So it's really a life learning thing we can all learn from.
Very true. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yep.
That sounds like it's gonna. It would be a really great movie.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, check it out.
And I'm going to try here to play the trailer through here.
Cool.
And see. I mean,
the trailer. Do you want to do the? Do you want to do the soundtrack?
Where do I find that?
Last Curtain Call soundtrack. That's probably the best way to do it. It's a song.
This is not it. Okay, we want. So we want Last Curtain Call soundtrack.
Just go Last Curtain Call.
Okay. Well, this one says the teaser trailer. No.
That's the trailer. That's, you want to do that? It's fine. That's just audio. Don't want the song. It'd be cool to have a song.
But it is your show, so you do what you will. Oh, here we go. Last Curtain Call song.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, my God. That's right. Yeah. Right here.
Oh, go down below that.
Wow.
I don't see
that. Holy crap.
Can you put in Last Curtain Call up there? Not songs, but Last Curtain Call.
Yes.
Then, yeah, go that one. You put the internet.
Which one? This one?
No, just that.
Just that.
Yeah, go down that. Yeah. So it's not keyed up right now. What are we going to do?
Wow.
Right.
Is that it?
No. I think so.
Well, that's a pain.
Well, it's there. It's the. I sent you the links, so...
Yeah. I hate that.
You want me to get the engineer?
Yeah.
All
right. I don't think I did it right.
You can
this
ask
is
IMDb,
and then this is YouTube, and then...
That's me. If you go down from that, let me see if you can pull that. It's all crisp.
Yeah.
How about the Last Curtain Call Malachi there? Do that. Last Curtain Call Malachi there.
Last Curtain Call Malachi. Hello. Well, we're trying to pull this up. Malachi. Try that one.
Right there.
Is that it? Okay, we found it. Yay. Oh, no, we just had it. No. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Thank you, dude.
Let's stop with that dead air.
Here we go.
Last Curtain Call.
Last Curtain Call. Jenny's Real Talk on the blog.
Turn it up.
I still see your face everywhere I go. We'll be right back.
That was Malachi Theory with Christopher nice. Malachi.
Thank you, thank you.
The movie Last Curtain Call.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
That was great.
Yeah, therapy session. It's so funny, really, if I can interject something here. You know, like I was saying earlier.
Are 4-2? Is
they're
that
4-2. Oh,
and now I'm assuming they're not going to see this film, but have they seen?
Yeah, they're going to see
it. We have a good show here tonight from Into the Woods, the delightful
animal. I don't care what they say. They're going to see it. So are you, Mr. Stephen Colbert. Anyway, where was I? Yeah. So funny in the music, we write from where we, something we know, at least I do. And it's so funny that it's so therapeutic to me. Like I wrote that at a time in my life where I was a different place, but I can still kind of, you go full circle like we do in life, and I can still hear those songs, listen to the words, and it's very therapeutic for me. It gives me strength.
Right.
Go figure.
Well, that's good though. That's a good thing. You know, a lot of people use their music as a form of therapy to get all that
and
out
people
of them,
that listen
you know?
To your music.
Yeah.
That's
the
good
idea.
Therapy from it.
As I said, you know, you want to reach somebody.
True.
And I said that there's, I like to tell a story. So if you know, hearing something for the first time, it's hard to follow a song, but kind of come full circle. That's my idea. I know a certain song, Pink Floyd, they're talking about the stars and this and that. They may know about that, maybe through an LSD trip. I don't know. But which is cool. But I talk about what I know.
You
know.
Right.
The stars shot across, glistening over the mountain. Whatever. Right. That's cool. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to Led Zeppelin. They talk about some crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff.
Nobody knows what's going on.
Nah, nobody. They don't either,
like,
but it's cool.
What?
Yeah. What?
But it's still really great.
What's a black dog? Well, I don't even know.
And play, and just as long as the music's good behind it, you
this
know,
is true.
A lot of people don't even care.
So now, how long has Malachi Theory been around?
2000 and roughly 11. 2011.
Okay. So,
we took a break for about a year or so. I was working quite a bit and still working here and there, of course. But, you know, that's my bread and butter, my work. But the music, I was able to jump on board, like I said, bring this film and get the band involved, which I thought was awesome. And there's not many people in this world that can say, well, for me at least, and the guys, we came off, like I said, the premiere over in Fresno, we came off the stage, out of the premiere, walked from the red carpet, walked to a stage, which was first class, right by Fresno State, outside the university after a game. And they had a stage set up for us there. It was awesome. And we just walked from there to there. It was cool because people were like, oh my God, that's a dude in the movie. And that's that dude right there singing. It's kind of cool. And the rest of the band, of course, too. But it was good stuff. That was a first for me, that one. I've done a lot of things, but that doing it that way was a first. And the band was along, and they're loving the ride, and they all deserve it because they all work hard at what they do, and we're all having a good time.
Right.
Nice.
Trying to ride this out, you know.
Well, that's good, though. I mean, your movie has been pretty successful. Would you say?
I mean, it's all relative. You know, what do you call success?
Right.
Did I win an Oscar yet? No, but. Look, it's out there.
Really
to me, it's a success. The fact that we got distribution on it's a success. Now
that's awesome.
We got foreign foreign people looking at it now.
That's really
good.
They
shipped it off to Cannes to see what they think about it over there. Maybe we'll get a...
Ooh.
And that'll happen. We'll go out...
Cannes Film
Festival. The whole
crew
will go out to... we all decide we'll go out there for that festival.
That'd be awesome.
So, you know, they have for low-budget films, they have these certain areas where they show those films over there. They also get mentioned.
Wow.
So anyway, any kind of platform nowadays, there's so many of them, let's face it, with these streaming sites. There's so many about anybody, anything you can get your film out there, it's a big deal. And their next step is going to be Netflix, of course. But the thing is, it's such a big deal on any one of these, Amazon, Google Play, or even, and of course, eventually the cable, the HBOs and so forth. It's just huge. There's a lot of mediums out there, but believe it or not, it's not that easy to get your stuff out there. And we've all been to the movies, paid top dollar, and seen garbage.
Right.
Names are necessary right now.
Ooh, we could do it on our TV show when we get our thingy established, when I get our links and stuff established.
Yeah.
We could play it like on our little TV program.
Sure, sure. And again, and it's
that'd
about music
good.
Too, so it's cool. But the idea was is that, you know, like I said, you see so many, like they spend $100 million on these movies, which is just garbage. And as far as I'm concerned, they put it into the post-production. And
come on, Sharknado.
That's kind of
and this is like Sharknado 6.
It's funny that
how
crew,
in the hell could you make, you know, how many times are you going to have a damn tornado with sharks in it?
It's funny, the producers, I did their first film with them, which was in 97. I think we did a film together. It was called Killers, actually. And just because of the cover, the DVD cover,
I think I've seen it.
Because of that, it was a girl with black face with her eyes are blue. and her whole face is black. They painted it black because of the, she'd been through all this tar and stuff. Interesting. But it's a horror movie. And that was the first time we did. Now, they have since then come at me with, and if you guys are listening out there, I'm talking to you. You know, they come at me, of course, with these little budget films to do, which is very cool. Yeah, Tal, you agree, my darling?
Yeah.
That's my girl out there. But it's interesting, the Sharknado, they're making a killing, though, and that movie is supposed to be tongue-in-cheek.
But see what I'm saying in the sense of they're putting their money behind these.
Yeah.
In my offense, that's no offense to the people of Sharknado, sorry, I think it's a crap fest.
Yeah, and plus they got a big plug, and you get all this money. Howard Stern is plugging the shit out of it. Excuse me, can I curse there?
I love it. You can curse all you want. I was just trying to.
Yes, you're awesome. I'm a bad guy. Bad daddy alert.
I'm trying really, really hard not to swear in front of a child.
Wait a minute. Is CPS listening? No? Okay, good.
I highly doubt it. We're not important enough for CPS to pay attention to.
Hey, Tally, you want to say hi? Say hi. Hi, world.
Say hello.
Say hi.
Facebook.
There you go.
Say hi.
And say wave. Wave the camera.
I'm sharing the video right now. That's what I'm doing.
Facebook.
That's what I'm doing on my phone. I'm sharing videos, you know, and everybody can see you, and it's really cool.
Yeah, she's my Tala Lala. She's Tala Tiger right there. Tala Tiger. That's her name.
We've had lots of kids on our show before.
Oh, good.
We have our buddy. Shout out to Scoony G.
Yes, Scoony G.
He has
I don't know you, but that's a cool name, Scoony.
Yeah, he has a movie. He has a music studio for kids.
Oh.
Like a music
Kids
program.
Rock Studio.
Kids Rock Studio.
Wish I would have thought
and
that.
He helps kids learn rock music.
Very cool.
He keeps that music going. He has kids
learn. He showcases them?
Yeah, he has them like play AC/DC,
cool.
Guns N'
Roses. My girl likes that.
All kinds of stuff. She would be awesome.
Hey, in the back seat, she works the Bluetooth on my phone and she puts it on. She goes, Daddy, you like this song? She put on Shine Down. She put on this band. She does some Godsmack.
Oh,
right,
yeah. His daughter,
she likes Immortal.
His stepdaughter. His stepdaughter's like, I think, 9 or 10, and she gets on stage and sings. She was singing Highway to Hell and stuff.
Oh,
it's badass.
Have you seen him at the Cabo Wabo?
Cabo Wabo Cantina. Oh, actually, I need to hit them.
So who at Cabo Wabo?
Scoony G and the kids.
Yeah, and the kids
Cabo
get on stage
in
Hollywood.
In Hollywood. Yeah. I thought we were talking about that.
The one at Hollywood and Highland.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Cabo Wabo.
Yeah, Cabo Wabo Cantina.
Yeah. Wait, Bob, Cabo Wabo? He's got a place there.
He has the kids play.
Cabo Wabo, isn't that what's his name's?
It's like one of his franchises.
Yeah, okay.
He's got them all over the United States.
Yeah,
now.
I was thinking of Bar Cantina. My bad. Oh, Cabo Cantina.
It's crazy.
Anyway, I'm confused.
It's nice. It's a nice little place, though. Yeah, it's a good place. And kids can play on stage. Yeah, you can play on stage. It'd be fun. Lots of fun.
You say boys open the doors for
they
girls.
Have a good. They have a good time.
Good.
Yeah, they do. It's all about the kids. They're the next generation.
They are, aren't they?
Of our music, of everything.
I'll tell you something. This is the best job I ever had. I don't want to say, baby. This is the best job I ever had being a dad. And I'll tell you something. The love that I feel is like no other. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. A lot of people have parents. I have two parents at the table with me right now. But I'm kind of new at this, relatively new. It's the best job I ever had. And the love is just beyond me. And I'm just I'm a very proud but goofy dad.
Hey, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
And you're teaching your kid respect. And you're teaching your kid about the industry. And and maybe she'll someday become like,
She's already been approached many times. Our neighbor was one of the biggest, I don't have to say the name. One of the biggest casting directors in L.A., and he wanted her. He says, Chris, just take a couple of your phone. And I said, nope.
Dude,
not the entertainment. It's a tough racket.
My daughter was a background actor in many different TV shows and one movie. So
that's cool.
You know, hey, it was what
not
she wanted. It was what she wanted to do.
Well, when she's old enough to drive and to take herself there, then that's cool.
All right.
But not on my watch.
I was just being supportive.
No,
I was her manager, so I was with her every moment.
Yeah, I've already done it. You know, I've been there, and it's a tough racket.
It is.
And I think for people, kids get their education. Sounds cliche. I got mine from the School of Hard Knocks, and that's another cliche.
I had her homeschooled through a very good program.
Yeah.
So I was on top of everything.
Sure. Well, as a kid, as a kid, when I started this business, it was many years ago, it came so easy, you know, and I wanted to play after school sports. I couldn't do it. I wanted to have the kids. I couldn't do it. I was working constantly. So most of my schooling was
gone. Yeah, that's kind of pain, huh?
Yeah. When they'd come in the class, I knew what they was for me, because back then, you know, it was a long time ago, they'd come with a note Chris, get your bag and leave.
Kinda,
but,
yeah.
And then you go through that transition as a cute kid and a young adult, then work starts tapering off.
Oh, like, yeah, whoa, very true, because it's totally different.
I didn't want to work. I was working so god darn much. But anyway, now it's a job. It's always a job. And it's like anything you do in life. You look, you got to get up earlier than the next person.
Oh, very
you
got to
do that work, and you got to take chances in anything. And I'm talking about anything, because anybody can sit there, for example, and read words, or anybody can. You got to take chances. You got to believe and have faith in what you're doing. I don't care what it is.
Amen.
But you got to go full force, because trust me, if the day you're sleeping in, there's somebody else knocking on doors or doing whatever it is that you want to do. You got to get up earlier than the next person.
Amen.
And I do preach from, I do speak from experience.
Yeah, my daughter had to be on set sometimes by like 6 a.m. and stuff like that. So I know. It's a pain. Kind of glad she only did it for 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, and like, yeah, even in music, the song Highway to Hell you mentioned, that's about life on the road. And you've heard it. And ain't no fun waiting around to be a million. It's all about just putting in your time. And, anything you do, doing what you're doing right now, sitting behind here in your radio, and this beautiful thing you guys are doing,
booking,
which is awesome.
Booking and hosting concerts. It's, not easy. All the different stuff. Yeah. I put in between 12 to 18 hours a day.
And I believe that. I'm looking at you.
Depending on the
congratulations.
Day.
Congratulations.
Hey, but I really feel that it's going to pay off, and we have a lot of bands that really love us. We really we want to help people.
Well, I love you too, so.
And we don't do pay to play. Never pay to play with us. We don't do that crap.
That's not cool.
Just bring some people through the door, man. It's all we ask for, and promote your show. Just promote the concert or whatever. That's all we that's all we ask of you.
Yeah, we don't ask a whole lot. If I can share a quick story with you, speaking of pay to play, we were out in Orange, up in Ventura. We were opening for Accept.
Ooh,
and for me, that was a big. We opened for Udo also, the Whiskey, which is incredible.
Yeah, very
one of my
good
favorite
shows.
Bands of all time. Well, the Accept one wasn't. Here's what happened. We paid to play because we wanted to be on the bill.
Right.
Show up. It was a shit show.
Oh,
we get up there. They gave us our time to be on. Yeah. The people coming out from L.A., of course, to get up there. They then pushed our time, so you got to get a little sooner.
Oh, dang.
Okay, so we got on sooner. They cut our set short.
Oh.
So we got like about 15 minutes on set.
Oh, that
so we
sucks.
Basically said we're not getting off the stage.
Damn.
The band Sabaton. It was a Sabaton. If you're listening, you'd kiss my ass, Sabaton.
Oh, damn.
Because they were the actually, I shouldn't say Sabaton, because they were the band coming on after us, but they were making a big stink about it. But the reality was they pushed us off. They literally cut our stuff. Chris LaPree, our drummer, kept drumming. Left Coast kept drumming. They came on stage.
Damn.
I had one of the bouncers come to my ear and said, "I will beat your fucking ass," he told me. And here I have a guy, a skinny guy with leather pants on, no shirt, trying to have a good time, and he
what
was pissed off.
What venue was this at?
This was at Ventura, the biggest one they got out there. I can't think of the name of it.
Okay.
The biggest theater they got there. All the big bands stopped there.
Okay.
And anyway, so basically we got thrown out of there.
Damn.
We wouldn't leave the stage. It was
you were supposed to go to a 30-minute set?
30-minute set. They cut it to 15 minutes,
See,
and they got us
right.
on early, and they screwed us.
That's not right.
So
that's
we,
not right at all.
So our crew got a little upset about it, said some things. They threw us out of there.
They're supposed to have an agreement. To
yeah,
certain,
it was effing horrible. You know, it was horrible. So
wrong.
They threw us out of there.
Horrible
our band was
promotion.
It was terrible.
Horrible. The promoter and the host, whatever, sounds like they weren't on top of of their show.
You know, anything we do is a people business. You know, you're going to see someone if you can see them on the way up, you're going to see them on the way down, okay? So you got to
with
how you
us,
treat people. Treat people
you
treat
will people. Play your time slot, and you will get the amount of time that we told you.
Yeah.
We tell you 30 minutes, you get your damn 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So we don't do that.
I think Alcatraz was playing too.
Oh, that's a good band too.
Yeah, great. I played with them many times, but the fact was nothing to do with those bands except or any of those guys, but the fact was they screwed us, and you know, it was a bunch of crap. But so we wouldn't leave the stage. So
it sounds like it was poorly run.
It was poorly run. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to is it was poorly run
ass.
By the promoter as well as the venue.
Yeah,
so you really got to stay on top of stuff.
I do.
Certain
I
venues,
like
you know.
Listen, here's the deal. I say it like I see it and speak it like I see it. And
that's why it's called Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
That's why we do it.
We're here to be real.
I'm not worried about
talk
you.
Talk real.
My rent is paid, so you can't do nothing to me over there.
Amen.
Whatever that means.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, well, that doesn't mean stand up at work and tell your boss to F off because they ain't going to get it done.
We don't have time for bougie venues, bougie bands, bougie promoters, bougie
real
people.
Deal, baby.
But yeah, only
2019,
real deal.
Be real.
Be That's real it. Always. Yeah, we don't have time for that.
And take chance. All you got in life is, you know, this is life.
That's
man.
What we're doing, taking a chance, man.
Let me say one last thing here. Not one last thing, but let me say that, you know, the most important time is now, right?
Yeah.
And this is going to sound corny, but yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here yet. It's not promised, but the only important time is right now.
Amen.
So what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with it?
Amen. Know? Live in the moment. Yeah. Get it done.
Get her done.
Get her done. That's what we got to say. This is fun. I'm having a good time.
Did I mention I got the GOG, the gift of gab?
Yes, right. We like it.
Did I mention that?
You should be a radio show. Spit over y'all. You should have a radio show.
Well, I figure this job don't work out. Wait, what job? Oh, shit.
I'm gonna.
Wait, I'm looking to work.
Get ready. Get Real Global Entertainment. We're gonna have the Christopher Maliki.
Maliki. I was coming on until she said Maliki
show. Gonna be Maliki.
You hit it right. Perfect.
Yes. We're gonna have Maliki. He's gonna have his own radio show under our brand, and he's gonna talk real, and he's gonna play his music, and he's gonna do stuff.
I got so many people to help out there.
Hey, I'm always looking for talent. I'm working on, I think I might have Katie Ashley have his own radio broadcast under us.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I'm working on some stuff.
He's a character.
He's funny. Right. I just think certain people, like you would be a great, really great radio host. I think you would be good.
I think so.
I think you'd be good with that.
You know, it's a good experience. It's a good thing. And if you can, it's like when you write music or write poetry, you know, you put from your mind through your hand to your heart to the page, and that's a tough thing to do. Well, I've tried to master that from my brain to my mouth, and sometimes the wrong thing comes out, but it's like you can't take it back, so I stand by it.
Joint.
I mean, what are you going to do about it, really, you know?
You can't.
Nothing.
You can say stuff. And
I'm not here to hurt anybody or right. You know, I'm living the life, but the fact
you're
is,
speaking the being
truth.
Real.
Speaking the truth.
There's nothing right. wrong with that.
And what they say, the truth will set you free.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Is that why she broke up with me?
Yeah.
Listen, I just met this other girl and get out. but I thought get out.
But
see, I you know, I don't have to worry about like when I just say what's on my mind or tell the truth, because you don't have to worry about thinking about lying, and
that's right.
You end up telling a slightly different lie than what you said at
Simple.
First.
Yeah.
Simplified. And they always listening to you.
Sure.
So it's like, I'm not even going to go through all that.
You know, it's funny. All my exes told me I would have been a good prosecutor because I read between the lines, and I am the sharpest tool in the shed. And the fact is that you're right when you said you got to, because you lie, you can't remember where you've been and what you talk. You got to tell it straight. So that's what I like to do. But I'm a very good listener.
Right.
I'm a very good listener, especially when I want to be. But if I tune you out, then that's like anything in life. But the fact is that I'm a good listener and so that's why I guess they think I would have been a good prosecutor. When I was a kid, there's two things. I wanted to be an FBI or I wanted to be an actor. Well, I became an actor. I never even played actually, I did play an FBI guy once.
I wanted
there
to.
There you go.
I wanted to either be a cop or a lawyer because that's what my family is, all cops and lawyers.
I like cops, but, actually. Better than lawyers.
I realize, though, more so, I'm more meant really for entertainment and that type of thing. And I just wanted to spread entertainment to the world.
Yeah. That's a good thing, though. Entertainment's great.
You know, it make people laugh and make people
take them away,
you know,
for a little bit.
Maybe people feel something. Awesome. Maybe, you know,
that's what we're
really,
talking about.
You know, I just think that it's all about good writing, good programming, good, you know, good feelings.
I mean, entertainment makes the world go around, doesn't it? Everything you hear or see is something to do with somebody has said or seen somewhere, be it through music, a movie, on the news, whatever. It's moving that way for a reason. We heard it somewhere. So it's entertainment. The White House is kind of entertainment right now, but we're not going to get it. Just saying.
Yeah.
No, you know my favorite line by him? My favorite line by him.
Which one?
My favorite line by him Trump, is when he says,
no collusion?
When he said, no there's collusion. No, he said that the Democrats colluded with Russia to put him in office.
That was good.
That's the best one for me.
Why would Democrats want to get a Republican
to put him in
office?
That
makes no sense.
None.
Yeah, well, now that makes sense.
He's a jackwagon. Anyway, so we got the time flies by. We got 3 minutes left. We want to talk very quickly here. We want to make sure everybody knows to go and see Last Curtain Call.
Yes.
Go see the movie Last Curtain Call. Please check it out.
Amazon Prime. Google
Play. Okay.
All right.
And you can see the trailer just to check it out a little bit on YouTube.
Yep.
And then you go check out Last Curtain Call, Maliki Theory. Type that into your YouTube search, and that'll bring up the song Last Curtain Call for the movie Last Curtain Call. And check out Maliki Theory. They're going to be playing on Saturday, January 19th.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
At Petey's Place in Tarzana, California. It's going to be a great show. It's an amazing venue. They sell all kinds of great alcohols, so come on down
and
check it out. Tony LaPree, shout out.
Yeah,
Allison
love you, Tony.
Cohen.
Allison, love you.
From Metal Babe Mayhem, MBM Music LLC, which we need to do a little quick...
Bell Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Friday, January 25th, it's the last
Jell-O Fest,
starring Green Jell-O and the Punk Rock Puppet Show. Sage Venue and Lounge,
5511 Greenleaf Avenue, Whittier, California.
Also featuring Passenger Seat Perspective, Potty Mouth, Mortis,
Hood Life Hippies.
Also featuring
Murder Minded,
Vile Americans, Castles of Colossus,
and Ralph.
Tickets available at AcropolisTickets.com.
21 and up.
The last Jell-O Fest at Sage Venue and Lounge
in Whittier, California.
Just 15 minutes from NAMM. Show your NAMM badge at the door and get a $10 discount. Brought to you by Youngblood Productions.
Come join us on January 25th. At the Sage Lounge in Whittier, California for the last Jell-O Fest. We're going to be saying goodbye to Bill Manspeaker. He's moving over to Europe somewhere. I can't remember where, but he's moving over there across the pond. He's not going to be here in America anymore. So, yeah. Unfortunately, that'll be the last Jell-O Fest ever. So come on out. Join us January 25th for the last Jell-O Fest at the Sage Lounge. It's a Friday. Come on out. Hang out with us. Jenny and the Muse will be there doing media coverage. Yep. We will also be there on Saturday, January 19th, at Petey's Place.
Be there.
Be there or be square. Come on out and see Malachi Theory. There's going to be a bunch of other really great bands. Yep. Come on out.
Come say hi.
Come say hi.
Say hi is playing? Yeah. Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah, exactly. And have a drink. A drink and chill out with us.
Yes,
We're going to have a really good time. So come on out January 19th and then also Jell-O Fest. Then we, like I said, we have some really great shows coming up. Check us out. Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC, on Facebook. You can check out our events page, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block event page, and or my event page, Jennifer DeVoe, on Facebook. You can also check us out as Jenny's Real Talk on Instagram and Twitter. And where can they find you on all of your social media and websites?
Well, gee, what do you know? Facebook, of course, and there's a Christopher Malachi site up there. And actually, you can get our album up on iTunes also. Okay, cool. Malachi Theory, the albums, we have an album out.
Good.
And any place that, you know, there's...
What's the name of your album?
Malachi Theory, of course, self-titled.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Malachi Theory. Can't forget that name, at least I can't.
And you can find Malachi Theory on Facebook as well.
Yes, please.
And Twitter and Instagram as well?
Yes.
Just straight up Malachi Theory?
Yeah, straight up Malachi Theory.
Okay, so Malachi Theory on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah.
And Christopher Malachi. And also check him out on his IMDb page.
Yeah, check out what I'm doing. I got a lot of things coming out.
Lots
a couple
of stuff.
Films, TV. We didn't get to that, but next time. But we're here. I love you guys. Thank you so
and
much for having us.
Last Curtain Call. Go check out the movie, the trailer,
last
the
curtain
song.
Call,
Malachi Theory. And check them out. Want to thank you so much, Christopher, for being
love
here
you
today.
Yeah.
Love you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tala Tiger.
And we're going to be there on January 19th at Petey's Place in Tarzana. Okay, yeah, maybe not her, but the rest of us will be.
Rated R.
The adults, 21 and over, will be at Petey's Place in Tarzana. We're going to be watching Malachi Theory play.
We'll be shirtless. At least I will be.
Yeah, he'll be shirtless. I won't be.
What?
No! I'm done. Wait a minute.
We're not going. We're out.
I don't know.
I'm done.
Maybe we get some.
The night is young. Hey, a couple of shots. Yes. Maybe, who knows?
Scantily clad women. I can try. Anyway.
All right, cool.
So, listen to us next week as we have Fallen Fury. is on, and then we have some really great bands coming up. And so we got Fallen Furies coming on. They're from San Luis Obispo.
Oh, boy.
They're from a ways away.
That's cool.
So they're going to be on. Then Joey Hollern.
Holla.
He's from, he works with Orgy. Mm-hmm. He's one of their, like, their setup dudes, but he's also has a music career. Mm. So check him out. And then on January 30th, my birthday episode will be Orgy. So come on out.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. So shout out to Tala.
Tala.
Yeah.
Shout out to all Christopher right, Maliki.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you to
thank
the
you
Muse.
Guys.
This is Jenny and the Muse. Love and check out my band, Satanic Johnny. Well, I've managed two bands, Jabbermouth. Shout out to Jabbermouth. And shout out to Satanic Johnny.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with Fallen Fury. Check us out, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. See you till next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Nice.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.